Hello, Virgo Sun and Rising. Welcome to your July overview for 2019. In this audio scope, I'm really just focusing on the big picture things of the month. For all those little interactions that I feel like putting into a monthly horoscope is just like a lot to remember and hold, just watch my Instagram and I update those most days, at least during the week of the shorter term sort of momentary interactions that affect us. But yeah, in this monthly scope, I just really want to kind of give you a picture, paint a picture of the environment you're stepping into and the main things that will likely affect your life, the main themes and threads. So, July is what we call eclipse season. We have two of these a year, and each of them hold two eclipses, a solar and a lunar. And they're playing off of an axis in the cosmos. So, polar signs are getting these eclipses. And this month it's in Cancer and Capricorn, which rule, I call it the axis of security. So, private foundations, private life security, such as family and home, versus outer world security via position and authority and achievement. So, this is the place. It's an especially sensitive place for most people, and eclipses are going to put some shakeup in here. I will get into that and through the. So, what I'm doing in this horoscope is kind of going over the solar lunar rhythm and how, where the new moon and the full moon, based on the patterns of the sun and moon for the month, are, asking your life to either stretch or deepen. So, where we're kind of harmonizing an axis in our chart. And then I will move to your chart ruler or planetary ruler, Mercury, to give a more a better picture of like where your agenda is more personally and around personal development. So where the sun and moon are kind of harmonizing a part of our chart each month, our planet is really holding more of our personal development. That's on a, each of us ruled by different planets are all on sort of different schedules, not as ruled by a very, not linear, but easily to calculate rhythm, like the sun and moon go through. So, diving into July, we are going to be in the solar season of Cancer, and universally, this is sort of the roots of our life where we deepen and find intuition and imagination, but also private life security through home and family and nurturing. And then, right away on the second, we have the new moon of this sign, which is a solar eclipse as well. So, solar eclipses are always a new moon. So I'm going to break these up. So what the new moon in Cancer means, and then what an eclipse means here. And there's different kinds of eclipses. So I'll kind of go into what this style of eclipse is as well. So a new moon is always going to bring us some pressure. It's when we've kind of like put a seed underground and it's feeling pressure from the world. So, this is a time where you're going to be tested around how solid you are in some aspect of your life, and how well you can hold up under certain pressures coming in. And with this being in Cancer, which I've already gone over, that is about sort of your nurturing and intuitive quality and your depth and soul, this sign. To add in layers, rules over what's called your 11th house. So these qualities of Cancer are ruling over the segment of your life that has to do with groups and experimentation and collaboration and needing a wanting to contribute something to create a better future. It's also where you kind of open up to the collective consciousness and humanity. So this is really kind of coming, you have a deep soulfulness around this, a deep want for probably humanity and friends and groups to all feel secure in life in a very soulful mothering type of way. And this is just a time when there's going to be a little bit of pressure around that. And that pressure that you've kind of built up a solidness since your last new moon here in last summer, is either holding up, crumbling, or not feeling enough pressure, like you're not challenged, so it creates apathy. So it's good to pay attention to that level of pressure. You want it just right, just enough to feel that challenge, like that good stress. But it's also that time when you've kind of come full circle, and it's the sort of potent area mystically to create new intentions for a new cycle with this. So what do you dream, like what new impulses, what new foresight are you having through the pressures you're holding now around what you'd like to do in this area of your life in the coming year? So layering on an eclipse on top of this is falling on what's called the north node of the moon. So the nodes, there's a north node and a south node, and they're always in opposite positions, and they indicate where our eclipses are going to be for the year. And currently the north node, which is the initiation point of a new cycle, of a new very long-term cycle, is in Cancer. So this eclipse is indicating a full circle moment. So some of us will be experiencing endings and the deep need to surrender and a little bit of exhaustion and confusion and complexity around these things in your life. So groups and nurturing, or the soul of your soulful connection to humanity or friendship. So A, pressure from the new moon, B, some new intentions based off of the pressures you're feeling, but C, this moment of endings and beginnings with this. So either that ending essence that I just went over, or you could already be kind of in this new cycle that's coming on for about half of us. Because this node is about halfway through Cancer, it's kind of splitting the camp of who's gonna, some of us are gonna go through a year of these new intentions being about releasing and healing and surrendering. And for half of us, it's gonna be around really pushing with a new impulse, a new spark into something around this. So potentially even new group involvements, new vision for future. New needs for experimentation. These are the kinds of things that, if you're experiencing the spark, might come up. So, moving on from there, we get to the full moon on the 16th, and this one is also going to be an eclipse. So, where the new moon was in Cancer, sort of the soulfulness in our chart, the opposite sign is going to have the full moon, and the full moon symbolizes Cancer themes. So there's sort of like a weird overlap here where the sign of soulfulness is having pressure, and then the sign of pressure, which is Capricorn and responsibility, is having soulfulness because they, Capricorn energy I relate to new moons, and Cancer energy I relate to full moons, and they've kind of switched places in terms of the cycle they're in. So for the year, so that may there's a lot of paradoxes you're going to be hearing because of that, or like layering of similar themes. So the full moon of the month is indicating where in our chart we're needing to deepen into our roots. We're coming into a very fertile place of growth. And intuitively, we can sense this coming on, even though you don't see this like clearly in evidence. Like intuitively, you're sensing this and it brings up some insecurity, and that insecurity is information that it's time to deepen and to feed your roots in order to stabilize the growth that's about to come on. This is a fifth house interaction, so Capricorn in your chart, so Capricorn ruling position in the world and outer world security and authority, is ruling over the section of your chart that has to do with creativity, presence, leadership, warmth, command. So there's something here that's in a very fertile phase, but it can feel very insecure at the full moon. So it's a time to really deepen this, to kind of work on this in a nurturing, private way. But to know that insecurity and what it sparks in you is preparing you for growth that's about to come. So look at insecurity as being exciting if you can, even though you still have to go through the process of dealing with that sometimes. So layering in the eclipse on this. So this is an opposite kind of eclipse, where the north node is a full circle point. The south node, where this eclipse is falling, is a halfway marker of a 19-year progression for this specific sign. So Capricorn, in everyone's chart, is reaching a midway point where it's sort of ripened its harvest, it's gathered, organized, separated wheat from chaff, and its bounty is ready to go out into the world to exchange upon. And this is a triggering place. So you've had 9 years with this energy and place in your chart to have a lot of sovereignty and a lot of personal control and how this has developed in your life. And there's been a lot of fertility around it, but now all of a sudden we're going into sort of this autumn phase with it, where you're bringing it out to the world to share and exchange on and sort of get you through the winter, the autumn and winter to come over the next 9 years. But that initial place where you're sort of like meeting the world with it has to do with relationships. So something's coming into relationship with this, and it means that you need to find more trust. It means you need to loosen the reins a little, compromise, harmonize, equalize, exchange, deal in the give and take, and really pay attention to how that exchange of give and take is fair and equal. And so you're harmonizing with the world through a relationship in this area of your life. So something to do with your authority, something to do with your reach and structuring around presence and leadership is in a place of sort of insecurity and needing to find soulful depth, but also meeting the initial point of the outer world of needing to sort of harmonize and exchange better here. So, you know, new and full moons on their own are the points in the month that can bring a lot of stretch in our lives. And then you layer in these eclipses, these really big moments for these areas, for these signs that don't happen too often, at least in each particular sign. Each sign doesn't get an eclipse that often. So it's, you know, with this happening on our axis of security, it's just a time to really hold a lot of patience, to be open, to be compassionate, and really nurture yourself and others. A lot of shifts come up in life, big shifts that sometimes we didn't see coming. Okay, so this month we also have a second new moon. The last day of July, the 31st, we have another new moon. This is not typical. We usually just have one new and full moon in a month. Maybe once a month we have a second new or full moon in a month. So on the 23rd, the sun will move into Leo, which is going to take the spotlight off of all this eclipse activity. And even though this is probably going to take a lot of time to organize and settle and deal with these shifts, the spotlight is going to come off of it. So it does relieve some pressure from this in a way come the 23rd. And then, so in Leo, that new energy that's coming on has a lot to do with presence and creativity and command. It naturally rules the fifth house where your Capricorn was, so that's why these themes are being repeated. It is the sign, holds the quality of, like leadership and warmth and royalty. And for you, the sign is in your last house. It's in your 12th house, a sort of shadow and art and inspiration and baggage, like has a whole lot of complex things going on. And this is the only, when the sun is on this part of your chart for 30 days each year, it's the only time you see with real deep clarity what's going on in this part of your chart. So for a lot of Virgos, it can be hard to tap into your sense of command and creativity, or at least for you to see it. You may be tapped into it, but sometimes it's hard for you to touch or grasp or understand because it is also a very ethereal, cosmic, big boundaried place in your chart. So your connection to command and royalty and leadership and the spotlight has a lot to do with either art or spirituality or healing. And that's really being highlighted this month. And it's a month to, well, come the 23rd, a time to really see where there's some exhaustion, where some baggage has come, where you need to sort of do some work around releasing and surrendering and trusting in the bigger processes of life. But it's kind of, I mean, even though it would be nice to have Leo in a part of your chart where you can see it, it's also this really beautiful element to have that sign of total command over the area of anyone's chart that's the hardest to command. So you do have a special thing about you in terms of your relationship to the mystical or artistic side of life. Okay, so moving on, that sort of big picture of where some stretch is coming in your life, where you're reaching and deepening, and where these eclipses are also kind of igniting endings and beginnings and some needs for harmonizing. Moving on to Mercury, this is your more personal agenda. We watch Mercury to see how you are personally wanting to develop in your path through life. And starting out until the 19th, Mercury's going to be in the sign of Leo, which puts you in a path of really deeply being concerned about your connection to the cosmic and your connection to mysticism and healing and symbology and things that are hard to touch. There's a very thin veil here, so you might be having really interesting experiences in shadow territory and really seeing into this in new, deep ways. And Mercury, just like the sun, goes through kind of like phases of new and crescent and gibbous and full, whatever. The planets have their own phases, and Mercury moves very quickly. It's the closest planet to the sun, and it moves around the sun 3 times in the amount of time that Earth does. And it's a real, like, it's a very hard planet to pin down. We rarely see it in the night sky, and it has that mercurial quality about it. So you have a deep connection to this. And Mercury right now through July is entering into its retrograde season. It has a few of these a year. And this is meaning that it's rounded a corner and it's approaching at a faster speed up to Earth. So a lot of its information is coming directly at us, which is giving you a sense of urgency, which is pushing you to push your ideas that are already formed. So this is your condition of Mercury this month is not a time to think of new things and polish up new things and find fertility with new ideas. It's a time to take already developed ideas into the world and put them out there, share them, but to be patient and know that by doing this, you're going to get feedback. And that feedback's going to make you go back and rethink things and tweak things. And what that process is doing as we come closer and closer into an alignment with Mercury and the Sun is it's wanting us to really find how we can blend what we have to offer in our personal development with what the world wants and what the world has to offer in a similar way. And so it's sort of like this friction that's happening, that sort of like everyone's Mercury spots in their chart, whichever houses are ruled by Mercury. And for you, it's just your sense of self. It's your path, is just being remolded and reframed so that you can be more relevant and more aligned with how to be a part of the world. So with this happening in your 12th house, you're kind of putting these very mystical things about you out in the world, which can feel kind of vulnerable, but you have a lot of command here, so just remember that. But have patience. There's a lot of urgency, so there's traffic jams with Mercury, so you're going to feel a lot of traffic jams, especially in like really nether cosmic regions of things that are hard to explain. That spaciousness where Leo lives in your chart allows for things to not always be exactly what we intended. So hopefully this retrograde may be a little more interesting for you to play in. Starting, I think it's the night of the 19th, but certainly as we wake on the 20th, Mercury has retrograded backwards from Leo back into Cancer, where it was just not too long ago, earlier, or the ending part of June. It sort of switched signs. So in Cancer, this is moving you back into your 11th house of groups and friendships and experimentation and collective thinking and humanity. So you may have feel a strong sense of responsibility for and nurturing for the human family, the humanity, the family of humanity that you feel a deep part of, a deep mothering quality towards humanity and the collective. You're holding a lot of pressure with the phase of Mercury during the 20th on to the rest of the month. And technically the retrograde ends on the 31st, starts on the 7th, ends on the 31st. But I always feel like we start feeling it, you know, many days in advance, and we feel it many days after. So I'm just kind of proclaiming all of July a bit of Mercury retrograde. So once it moves back into Cancer, 20th on, there's this deep, you know, the phase of Mercury is really needing to be a part of the world. And this 11th house is epically part of the world, but in a very progressive way. So you may be a great voice for the crowd. You may have a personal role, because this is about your personal development, some personal public role to stand in during this time. But also to, you know, that retrograde quality, just to remember, on top of it also being eclipse season in July, just don't buy too much into that sense of urgency. Put things out there, but check the fine line, the details, the small print, double check things, breathe, put things out systematically, but not in rushed areas. When you do it rushed, it's going to get caught up in those jams and those clogs. So take breaths, put your things out there, be okay with feedback that's making you tweak and rethink. It's just a process. With the eclipses happening on our axis of security, really tend to some nurturing and patience. And this will be an interesting month for everybody. Whether you feel some big shifts in your own life from the eclipse, it's likely that someone around you at least will. So I will be back in August with your August overview on the 1st, and take care this month.